I guess it started with when I was 14, I was sexually assaulted by my neighbor. And that led me down a path of, like, low self-esteem and codependency, mainly. And so I just wanted to fix everyone out there. And so I started dating this guy whose father had just died, and he was abused. And slowly he just started taking more and more control over my life. But I was seeing a therapist while dating him over the sexual assault by my neighbor, and I never mentioned him until one day. He cheated on me many, many times. And so one day I finally mentioned that he had cheated on me, and she was like, oh no, that's awful. And then I explained some more about some of our sexual interactions and other kinds of encounters, and she just looked at me and she was like, Bree, that's rape. He's been raping you. You need to get out of this right now. And so then I broke up with him, and it was not easy because he stole from my house. He took, like, all of my gifts back, and the biggest one being Guitar Hero Aerosmith. I miss that. So he broke into my parents' house and stole it, and he would stalk me and continues to call me every once in a while. Yeah, sometimes I have to remind myself that what was happening was not okay because, you know, I loved him, and it's really hard to parcel apart those feelings of hurt and love and wanting to help someone. And I think, yeah, that's the hardest part. And I think that's why it happens a lot in people who know each other, is because they just want to either help people or feel liked or feel loved even, and they think that giving up their choice in the matter is the way to do it. The reason I'm able to talk about this, I went through night terrors. I used to cut. It was awful. And, like, the absolute honest thing, I don't know if you can air this or anything, but I was advised by someone to try LSD. And when I was on LSD, I processed it. And it was as simple as that. After that one time, I never did it again. I've never done any sort of drug like that ever again. But I stopped having night terrors. I didn't have flashbacks anymore. It was incredible. I processed it all in that one trip. I don't know how many people you'll get that'll tell you that, but not many people know this about me. There was a time where I felt like people needed to know that I was a survivor. But now I'm able to just enjoy fighting for women.